Special guest in studio this morning, Cindy Ross from Bright Star Care. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Reed.
How are you?
Oh, wonderful, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know, and to explain a little bit about what Bright Star Care is all about, you know, when seniors need additional care, their families are the first to respond. And, you know, if you're a caregiver, you need to know that you're not alone. And I know a lot of our listeners have gone through that. I went through that with my folks. I was just telling you off the air that my cousin is going through that somewhat unexpectedly with my aunt and uncle in South Dakota. So it creates a lot of stress on not only the individual who needs the care, but the family members that have to care for them. So there are things that people can do for themselves or for their parents or loved ones that can at least ease some of the problems.
Exactly. Well, I see that the whole reason why I got into this business was when we were dealing with my mother-in-law. Here we had three strong sons and their respective wives having to take care of Nancy, who had COPD. And between the three of us with working, and it's the sandwich generation of taking care of your kids as well as your aging parents. You know, it's a lot of stress, and unfortunately most kids live further away than what it used to be in traditional times. So the neat thing about having the option of in-home care, both medical and non-medical, is that you can recharge your batteries, because usually it's one person in the family that takes on that burden, and it just comes to a breaking point, and it's just not healthy for the relationship. It's not healthy for that person's health as well.
It becomes, as you point out, it does become very stressful, and I mean, I went through that personally, and it was expected, but somewhat unexpected. But even when you know it's coming, you don't realize what demands it makes on your time and your mental health, for that matter.
And that's the whole reason why we started the Care Together Cafe. We ran into it that, unfortunately, people don't really want to plan for these type of things to happen, but yet, within 10 years, there's a huge portion of our population that's going to turn 65, and they will not be able to build enough brick-and-mortar facilities to take care of people. So we really need to put planning for care of our loved ones at the forefront. So usually it's the last Wednesday of the month, we are bringing educational events to Washington County, and it's this July 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton, where we're kicking off these monthly educational events to help people start planning and bringing this to the forefront.